With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump strictly opposes the recognition of a Palestinian state, putting him at odds with some of America's closest allies. Greg Clugston reports.
As global leaders gather at the United Nations this week, several U.S. allies, including Australia, Britain, Canada, and France, have announced support for a Palestinian state. The president is standing in solidarity with Israel, which adamantly opposes Palestinian statehood. The White House says the president feels such recognition won't win the release of hostages or end the war between Israel and Hamas.
In the meantime, President Trump is expected to address that very matter during his speech at the UN Tuesday morning. With Vice President J.D. Vance calling Charlie Kirk a martyr for Christianity, some Kirk admirers now suggest that his assassination will galvanize throngs of people, notably young conservatives, to become more engaged in evangelical churches. A leading Republican joins the pushback against FCC Chairman Brandon Carr. Here's Bob Agnew.
Former Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he agrees with Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who accused the FCC of overstepping its bounds with regard to the controversy over comments made by ABC late night host Jimmy Kimmel. Cruz said Chairman Carr's threats of possible FCC action against the network over comments made about the shooting of Charlie Kirk resembled something out of a gangster movie. McConnell wrote on X, quote, "You don't have to like what somebody says on TV to agree that the government shouldn't be getting involved." Bob Agnew reporting.
In the meantime, that suspension certainly didn't last very long, not as long as some people thought it would. ABC will reinstate Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show, saying he will be back on the air Tuesday night. This is SRN News. College students might not be so liberal after all.
A study out of Northwestern University finds that 88% of undergrads say they pretend to hold progressive views in order to get better grades and fit in. 78% of college students say they pretend to support transgenderism, and 72% admit they also pretend to be politically liberal. The Northwestern study goes on to reveal that 80% of undergrads have submitted work that does not really represent their beliefs so as not to anger their professors. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews around the world begin marking the High Holy Days. Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, began at sundown and runs through Wednesday. Jewish people will visit their local synagogues for a time of community and prayer. Rosh Hashanah also commemorates the world's birthday, the creation of humans. This is SRN News. Reconstruction is complete now in France, 6 years after a major fire.
The towers of Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral have reopened Friday, the famous bells ringing out loudly over the city. President Emmanuel Macron inaugurated the opening, which also marks the final stage of the cathedral's reconstruction. Now the tower tour features new spaces, such as close-up access to the bells. Notre Dame's journey from ruin to resurrection is defined by extraordinary craftsmanship, nearly $1 billion in global donations, and a collective, unyielding determination to rebuild. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Mexico has activated emergency controls after detecting a new case of the New World screwworm in cattle in Nuevo León near the U.S. border. The animal came from Veracruz, where the last case was reported in July. More details at srnnews.com.